Blog Talk Radio.
Drama B.
And it's your girl, Chris Renee.
And we want to thank you for tuning in to Penetrations After Dark.
Hello, 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 everybody. Hey, Chris.
What's up, girl? How you doing?
Girl,
I'm doing good. Ready to get this show started and get this ruckus started.
Yes, yes, yes. I am as well. As you know, last night, I was driving back, and I thought I was going to miss the show, and I was like, oh, I want to cry. So I'm glad. But shout out to Shadrach for stepping in. I'm glad we get to do it tonight.
Yes, because I definitely need your input on this glow-in-the-dark cooch.
Now, you know, I was able to call in, like, right at the end. I was like, leave it to Jonna. I was so mad that I was not talking last night. I was like, this damn fool, what?
I've been taking notes. Think I'm playing. I got all kind of notes from the retarded shit that people have been saying to me. So, you know, that just stuck out. I told him to hold on, pause, stop talking, let me grab his pen and pad. I need to know your thoughts on this.
Wait a minute. For the people who may not have tuned in last night, let them know a little bit about what it was. I mean, I couldn't even deal
okay.
with foolishness, but I'm going to listen again.
Okay. Okay, so, you know, I was telling them about the kind of, I want to say, sweet and sour of having males as friends. You get to hear the retarded shit they think of women. So one of my male friends told me that this is his good coochie tester. These were his words, good coochie tester. It has to be hot pink, like it has to glow in the dark type of hot pink. And if it's dark burgundy or dark red, something wrong with it. So Shadrach brought up a good point that, you know, do he mean like, you know how you order your meat, you know how your meat be really pink when you first get it and then you put it in the freezer and it's like burgundy afterwards? Does it mean like it's freezer burn or it's ran through? What do you mean? So I don't know either, because so that's why I brought it up on the show, you know, and I find myself, you know, quite a connoisseur in these sexual things. But he stumped me. I had no rebuttal.
Well,
I didn't know what to say.
Listen, that boy ain't never seen no glow-in-the-dark snatch. I don't care what he say. I need more people. I would have to be in the room with these specially made goggles on and see that for myself. I don't believe it.
It don't even make sense.
Glow in the dark. If it glow in the dark, I will be so afraid, very afraid. That means something toxic.
My thing is it's radioactive. Shit that grow in the dark is radioactive to me. It ain't right.
I'm not. I can't deal with him. And I think he's lying. And I need more people. But he
we don't believe you. We need proof.
We're going to have to put that in. We need to name something for some stories that we heard that we like, that's some bullshit. Like, we need a bullshit bucket. We're opening the bullshit bucket.
Hey, wait a minute. That's the name of it. That's going in the bullshit bucket. We gonna leave it as the bullshit bucket. Perfect name.
Glow in the dark, Koji. I'm all done.
That's a perfect name.
I'm all done. Okay, speaking of things of that nature, I read an article today that was like, women, you do not need to use soap on your vagina. I was like, what?
Wait a minute.
You know.
Pause. Bring it back. These bitches, coochies, these stinkies, they need soap. Some of these bitches need bleach and ammonia.
No,
elaborate.
No, but it is when people end up with an odor. But the article was saying the reason why people get odors is because soap has messed up the pH balance from the beginning. Now, will I stop
running around fucking is what did that.
It's the soap. I believe the doctor.
I believe it.
I'm not going to stop using soap.
I heard that shit, too.
I
heard that shit, too. I rubbed my whole body from the root of to the down with Dove. We are fresh. I don't know nothing about not using no soap.
Well, that's what the doctor said. I mean, we can't argue. You know, he know his snatch, I guess. He studied it. But
see,
I'm going to keep using soap, and I want everybody I know to keep using soap because that's just the right thing to do.
It is. It's for all parties around this, you need to use soap.
You're talking about around this. Yeah, everybody in St. Louis, use soap. Thank you. Thank you.
That's just like I read or seen somewhere where women shouldn't wear deodorant at night while they sleep. It causes cancer. But you know, me being the dumbass that I am, I wakes up and forget to put on deodorant. So that means I ain't put none on the day before, after I got out of my shower, then I wake up to go to work. I go to work with no deodorant on. I ain't even got nothing to fall back on. Can't move, don't want
to
wave at nobody.
I have to put on deodorant. I sweat in my sleep. It is what it is. I don't want to be smelling like bacon, and then I smell like onions, too. I don't have time for all that combination.
Ladies, listen,
like
use deodorant, too.
Yeah, I ain't got time to be smelling like bacon, onion, cheese, burgers, and shit. I like to smell soft. So
why would you smell like bacon? No.
Because,
I need you listen. To, why would you smell like bacon?
When fat people sweat, I'm going to listen. Hey, y'all may not have seen me, but I'm fat. And so don't come for me like, no, you didn't. Talk about the fat girls. Hey, I'm clean sisters. We sweat. Eventually, it's cool. It smells all sweet and stuff. Then it starts smelling like bacon. Then you're like, do I eat my arm? Do
girl,
I not?
You know, bring
I love bacon.
I'm done. We're about to bring on the beautiful, 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 wonderful sister of mine from another mother, Rainisha Pittman, because I'm done with this other fool here. I don't even know.
I don't
want to
smell like a bacon cheeseburger.
Ray.
Use soap, use deodorant. Let's bring on Ray.
Yes.
Hi, and welcome to the show again, ma'am.
Hello. Bacon.
Hi, Nisha.
Yes. Hi, Curtis. How are you?
I am fine, girl. I want to know, do you use deodorant and soap? Do you glow in the dark? That's what I'm saying.
Ma'am.
Don't it sound weird to tell somebody, girl, don't use no soap and deodorant.
Right. No, ma'am. That's not safe. That's not sanitary. You said for St. Louis, I'm saying it for Memphis, Nashville, fucking Tennessee, Arkansas, and every other 50 state. I'm going to need for anybody that I can possibly pass by on a daily basis to wash their ass with some soap and some water and put that deodorant on.
Bitches following
you to do it.
Yo, bitches following this shit in the summertime. and it's 100 degrees, we talking, you talking about bacon. This
I'm
shit going to
be that foolishness.
Explosive. Like, we ain't even going to be able to breathe around here.
I'll be in my house. I can't deal. I cannot.
Yes. Well, Raynisha, Miss Raynisha Pittman, go ahead on and introduce yourself again to the readers, maybe somewhere on the line.
Go Ray Ray.
I got an applause, but I can't find it. Let me see. I'll do it after.
I just did it for a minute. Go Ray Ray.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh.
Okay. My name is Raynisha Pittman. I am an author and publisher, self-published author to my Kismet series, and I am also assigned to write to E-Concepts. Under Quan, I am a mother of six. I take care of my mother, who has lupus, and I'm a stay-at-home married woman.
Okay.
And let me go ahead and clear this up before I continue. Just because you have six kids and you're taking care of your mother, and you have a country-ass husband who's a young old man, that does not mean that I don't have another side. Everybody has a past. I'm bringing this up because after the show, I started getting inboxes about Kismet, how people just thought it was so fictional because of what they see on my Facebook page. And then after hearing a little bit of the conversation, it was like, so how much of that is facts? Wait. I have friends. I have homegirls. I have a life, and I had a past. So please don't think I am the old lady who lives in the shoe. Sorry, sweetie. We're going to clear that up real quick. Not me.
I know that's right.
Right, honey, because I done had some conversations with this young lady, and you just be like.
Right.
That ain't what that smile revealing, honey. That smile had a whole bunch of shit.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well,
get that record straight, boo.
So is that like who you tap into that other side when you sit down to write? Is that the person that becomes like, I'm gonna write some dope shit? Or do you have a totally different person for the writing? Because everybody don't, you know, everybody that's a writer, we all know, we all a little bit crazy. There's a whole bunch of people inside of us. So who is it that you kind of like tap into to the writing side of Raynisha Pittman?
Honestly, I tap into my mama. My mom is one of those moms who didn't hide shit from us. If you meet my mom face-to-face, like within the first 5 minutes, your mouth is going to drop because she's going to fuck you up with her introduction to herself. So when I write, it sounds horrible, but she was
so real with raising us.
She was just so real with raising us. So when I write, I let my mind just go there. And then a lot of times, just being out and about and you see a person and you see maybe 10 minutes of what they doing, somebody showing their ass, acting a fool, a conversation you overheard, and my mind just goes there. I could pick up what they would do next just because I seen a little bit of their action. So I'm going to say when I write, I'm zoned out and I actually become the character. If you read any of my books, I'm always speaking as if I am the character. I write in first person. I'm trying to. The book that I'm writing right now is actually in third person, but all the rest of my books are in first person. I like to put myself in a character and become that person. I just have to. I have to go there.
Yeah, that's pretty dope. It's hard for me to write in third person. That's like, I know you say first person is your preference, but do you think, like, for you that the story would be just as dope if you, like, narrating it versus actually being, you know, in that moment?
Yeah. Well, since I'm writing right now in first person, I'm feeling it because I get to give you everybody's view of what's going on. When you write in first person, it's the main character, and it's always what they assuming the person is thinking or what they guessing the other person is thinking, because you can't tap into somebody else's thoughts when you're writing in first person. Now that I'm writing in third, you know, I can have this person thinking this while this person is saying this. So it gives you a full, it gives you a full punch and more details and more description of each character, right, in third. So, yeah, I am actually feeling writing in third. I'm second-guessing myself. Like, I write two chapters and I go back and reread it. And when I go back and reread it, I'm like, no, that's too wordy. Or, okay, I just need to get to the point on this. Or I done gave too much of this other person's thought, so you kind of get an idea, punchline. So that's my major issue with writing in third person right now. Because with first person, I could just flow. It's no stopping. I ain't got to double check because I know that's what the person felt because I said that's what the person felt. So
it's really hard.
It's really hard to go into third person for me, but I'm doing it. I think the readers gonna love it. Something different.
I'm sure they will. Yes,
what's up? Okay.
Okay, so yesterday we said that the topic of the show is public sex. Now, sorry if you heard it already, but we're gonna have to go over it again for those who missed it. We didn't get that far into it, and we didn't get Chris's take on it.
Mm-mm.
So we're going to start out with Raynisha. I asked her if she would have sex. Oh, wait a minute. No, this time I'm going to do it. The old Raynisha. Would she have had sex on a stage?
We going to the old. If we going to the old Raynisha, we need to change my name for the show. We're going to have to change it to either Kelly in my natural voice or Ray Ray. So
I like
Kelly.
I like Kelly.
Kelly was probably the roughest person I've ever, the roughest stage of my life that I've been through. That's where I was not giving a fuck. So, yeah, let's do Kelly for the show.
Okay,
hey,
Miss Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly. Now, answering the same question, go ahead and ask that question again so Callie could answer it.
Okay, Miss Callie, would you have had sex on a stage with a crowd watching, or would you rather do it in, like, a big window where, like, on the 20th floor or the first floor of a hotel and open the blinds for people to see?
Okay. So, as Kelly, the answer would still be no. I wouldn't do it on the stage, but if I was watching it, I would probably steal the show. I would probably, if I'm in a, I mean, I've had sex in a movie theater with a movie theater full of people. So, you know, you sit on the back row, you're at the top, you're in the dark, can't nobody really see you. So, Kelly would probably go to the show with somebody that she'd been wanting to dig and do her thing in a movie theater. But as far as getting on the stage and having all eyes, no, that's just too much attention.
What about the big window? Like, I really want to do that. Like, I, for some reason, on, like, the fourth or fifth floor of a hotel, I want to, oh, you know, that big-ass window or the balcony, OMG, like a balcony over the ocean or something.
I guess if I didn't have kids, if I did not have kids, I probably would be open to it. But knowing that I'm somebody's mama, and anything could leak out, I'm like totally more cautious.
But anybody could be
eventually
be a mama.
But shit, still, like I don't go as far as my mom went with me as telling my kids my past. But I'm open to them. So if it's in the past and the kids heard about it, it's the past. It's not what mommy is currently doing.
Right.
So I don't know. With them being, so I have a 14-year-old. And he, girl, crazy, which I love, 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 because nowadays you don't know what you're going to get. But my baby is girl crazy. It's straight A's. His girl got to have a GPA no more than 5 points off of his. Like, he's so focused and he's so determined. And it's about girls. It's all about girls. So with him, I know he's at that stage where pretty soon, you know, sex is going hit the air because I'm not going to act like my kids is not going to do it before marriage. I'm going to tell them they're not supposed to, but hell, I was a child. I know how it is.
I would go for the hotel window. If it's just landmine, and I'm pretty adventurous, you know, we've done some pretty crazy things, and so outside for us, it's kind of like a normal type of thing, I guess, but I'm all for the window because there's something about that that's just, like, super hot. The on the stage thing, I think I'm too shy for that. But if I'm way up and, you know, but even though people can still see, but I don't know.
I don't know. Like, that's one of my things. That's on my bucket list. That's on my bucket list. Right up under eat a cupcake from every state. Here we go again.
Every episode, these cupcakes. New cupcakes was going to come in somewhere.
We don't know nowhere without them.
For the first time ever, and one of the first facts I learned about Jonna was some damn cupcakes. I'm telling her about my infamous flip-flop Old Navy Dollar Sandal collection, and she didn't get some damn cupcakes.
Oh, don't bring those back up. Like, Crystal, like, you don't even understand. Like, she depressed me on this phone. I was driving on the highway, and she said, she's like, sis, I got a closet full of flip-flops. I say, what you do with them? She like, all I was flip-flops. I say, what you mean? She's like, I don't got no heels. I'm like, what you mean, though? Like, what you doing with these flip-flops? Because, like, I got all the way gangster. What you doing with these flip-flops?
She's talking about what you mean, though.
Flip flops, them motherfuckers that hang on the wall at Old Navy,
she was wearing them bitches as fashionable statements. Oh, I was distraught.
So you never wear heels?
I have heels now, messing with now, but no, that is okay, never,
well,
it's fine. Never ever been me. If I'm not in flip flops, I'm in some Chucks. And then followed
B. and J's. When I got to her, house, I was dreading her showing me this closet full of flip flops. But luckily, she had, I don't know if she hid them when I got there, but I was so thankful for this. Like, I was.
Jonna came into my house and asked to see all my feminine stuff, and I'm like, I'm not feminine. She found my, what was it, my accessory collection, which had only like 5 items in it. I'm a dollar pair of bamboo earrings since I'm in the South. I can't afford the gold ones I used to wear with my name in the middle that cost $400-$500. Can't do that no more with 6 years. Ain't happening in the budget. She goes in my accessory box and breaks the shit. She don't just say, can I throw this away? She don't give me an option. She breaks up my shit. It's about $5 worth of jewelry. I ain't going to make it.
No, you didn't bum brush her closet.
It's about $5 worth of jewelry. She puts me in the car and goes straight to the mall and buy me like $30 worth of accessories.
You need that, Renisha. We're going to have to work on it. You got to. Oh, my God. I'm a tomboy, but I'm a girly tomboy, if that makes sense. Like, I like a lot of hood shit, a lot of boy stuff, but I love a dress and some sexy shoes, girl. You go in that room, and you go in there with something sexy on and them sexy heels, it's going to be on and popping. Put your jewelry on and your makeup. Do you wear makeup?
Well, and that's what I've been doing lately. After my conversation with Jonna, I sat my husband down and I talked to him. So, like, Jonna know, days that follow, I'm getting all kind of makeup and shit. I don't wear makeup. I have lip gloss and some cocoa butter. I'm Gucci. She started buying makeup. Then another pair of heels. And I can't walk in no fucking heels. I'm so bad. I got so much pressure on the heel. They folding in, looking like they from the break. I'm like, damn, I thought I lost weight.
Oh, my God.
So me and him, we started off with an agreement on kids go to sleep, put on my lingerie, and put on my heels. I ain't got to walk in them. Just be already laying in the bed with my heels on. So it started off like that. Oh, yeah,
what?
Mom, I'm not even finna. You can't even hit me from the back in no heels. Sorry, baby. They gonna be coming off. Mm-mm.
Why? No, that's sexy. If you bent over and you pull your ankles up and them heels sitting on his face, them motherfuckers gonna go extra hard. Like, damn, these motherfuckers sexy.
I'm not ready.
Yeah, JB knowing.
Girl, put them heels up in the air. I'm proud of her for just putting them on then and being her. Okay.
Well, we went to church this past Sunday, and I wore heels to church. And the whole time we was in church, this man is sitting next to me talking nasty as hell, talking about, yeah, you sexy as hell walking in church. And I'm like, baby, we in church. Can you watch your mouth?
Oh!
I kicked him off. He was in church. Oh, we're talking about, what made you wear heels in church? Baby, can you listen to the pastor? Can you get off my feet? Cross your legs. Yeah.
He couldn't even concentrate.
He's in fucking church. Right. Right. I ain't even listening to the sermon.
That's what's
so
up.
So I understand heels have an effect on men.
I'm telling you, I don't understand it,
but they do.
You know,
like,
what I learned?
Me,
heels,
I like
and red lips.
What?
Heels and red lips.
Ooh,
baby, them red lips, baby.
Red lips.
If I see a bitch with some red lips and she got some big lips, I immediately think of how good she suck a penis. That's the first thing popping in my head. Like, damn, she like she could fuck
Jay.
She like she could fuck the fucking skin off an alligator.
What? We over here in the right field. Jay done already hit it out the park. It's in the parking lot. I can't do it. That is not what that means.
Hey, you better say it. No, for real. You see a bitch in them big ass lips, and so you don't immediately like she could suck the skin off an alligator tail. That's how.
Why does it have to be an alligator tail though?
Because that's like, you know, that's like
every week she's coming up with stuff. I'm gonna make another bucket of shit, Jonathan. Every week she's coming up with stuff.
For real though. So when you see a girl in some big lips, red lipstick, what do you think?
I love MAC Opera or Ruby Woo lipstick.
Oh,
that's
my
the only
God.
Thing I think.
Really? You're going to be whack like that. Man, get out of here. I was a man in my last life. I don't know. I'm thinking like this nigga. She look like she could suck the chrome off a tailpipe. That's how big them lips look with that motherfucking red lipstick.
Not the chrome off a tailpipe. I can't.
Then you know how they put that. Have you heard the little game the little kids will be playing in school where they put lipstick on and put the penis in their mouth to see how far down they can go, and they measure how far down they go by the lip print?
School?
Did you say that?
Yes, the kids.
Oh my God, that's the problem. That's the only thing I hate about this world.
It's
no,
like everything.
I just heard about this little girl doing this.
That's
to measure how
everything
far down
is so
they can go.
Over sexualized. That's ridiculous. Like
everything.
In
these little
school,
kids was fucking
you would
armpit.
Get beat up.
Oh my
stop
God.
Talking about kids, because I need to. I'm,
yeah,
because
that's
I'm
just
drinking. And yeah, I can't be talking about no kids right now. But yeah, them little motherfuckers, they're nasty.
Yeah, that's because that's the way the world is now. Everything is all about sex, sex, sex. So since Miss Rainisha says that she's not really, you know, so turned up like that anymore, when you write in your books, do you have to try extra hard to tap into that side, or do you go back to Cali in that aspect and crank it out?
It just comes. I mean, no matter. People try to hide their past, and it just comes. If that was ever your mindset, it's still somewhere in there. It's more of suppressing that for reasons. Like, I have my reasons on why that person can't come out. When me and my husband is on a getaway, oh, yeah, that's who we go out. I'm Callie, he ATL. That's how we do it. We go back to the way we met, like the people we were, when we are not around the kids. But when he's in the house, I call him Daddy. When I'm in the house, he calls me Mommy. That's the only name you hear. We don't even call each other by our first names. But when we are alone, that person comes out. So when I'm writing, it's easy. It's no doubt in my head. The only issue I have is all that freakiness comes back out. So if I'm writing a sex scene and my husband is not home, I will shut down my fucking laptop. Because if I'm writing it and I get done with it, I like to read it back to him. Because my husband is not a reader. He ain't a reader. When I read him, like, baby, listen to this chapter. If you don't have no sex, he's listening. He's like, yeah, baby, that was good. That was great. Yeah. But if there's sex in it, he like, wait, read that part again.
So how do he, like, do he kind of love that when you write like that, or is it kind of like he be like, wait a minute, that's just a little too much? Do he ever be like that about it?
He knows it's a form of entertainment. He knows it's a form of entertainment. So I guess he likes it when I'm reading it to him. I don't think if I was in a room with nothing but me and reading sex scenes, then, yeah, I'm sure he would cop a feeling about it. But if I'm reading it to him and I'm rubbing on his chest while I'm reading it, or scratching his head, he got a fresh haircut or something like that, oh, yeah, daddy's feeling it.
Yes, oh, you just getting it popping in there in your own little way, though. So, okay. You had me nervous for a minute, but you been getting it popping in your own little way. I can do that. I like that. Good shit.
Okay. That's right. I heard that good shit.
What are you over there drinking? That's what I want to know.
what you call it? Your thot juice, my pineapple
juice.
Amsterdam, and my pineapple and orange juice, girl. Hold on, but wait a minute. I had stopped listening for a second because apparently I got some new neighbors. And I know it's like almost 10 o'clock at night, and these little fuckers over here are like they about to come into the wall. Like they about to come through my motherfucking wall. So I'm trying to see, am I going to have to go knock on the door or something? Because why they not sleep? So they got school in the morning?
No, they on spring break.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah, they on spring break this week.
Girl, don't none of these kids be on spring break with they dumb ass. They need to be at school 10 hours a day. 365 days a year.
And you see, and ladies and gentlemen, thot juice turns you up like she's doing right now.
Right.
Okay. Hey,
right.
Ma'am.
Caution.
Ray, I'm trying to get as many opinions on this situation ever. And you, Crystal, you shush, zip it, go. Fisting. What do you think about this? Like, I was watching a porno, and I thought it was a penis going in this woman. But it was his fucking arm inside of her ass.
Wow.
I'm so.
Wow.
This
Wait,
is going to shit, Jonathan.
What?
You
suck. Okay, I'm going to stop.
No.
Raynisha, she don't even know what to say. Like, I'm telling you, Raynisha,
right?
I've been dealing with this business. This is the third episode now. Can't deal. We need to put
our conversation every day. Hush. Don't do me like that. Do not make me feel like I'm the outcast here because I'm the only one speaking it in public when you bitches is running around this motherfucker with dildos sticking out your ears. Come on now, stop it. Wait a minute.
Ooh, not me. Let me touch my pearl.
Oh, my whole supply got thrown away, and I'm not going to say the name. I got my first vibrator in years back in, September, October of last year. When me and my husband got together, I had a box of fun toys. One by one, shit would start disappearing. Batteries would come out. Mm. Oh, I took the batteries out that motherfucker, put them in the remote control. Niggas was getting jealous of my alone.
We don't bother
those. Oh, yeah. It happened that way.
I would have.
So
died.
I got one.
We don't bother those.
I mean, that was my. I love strip clubs. I love porn shops. Something about them I just love. I could walk in a porn shop and just go nuts. One of them triple X credit bookstores we got down here, I just go nuts.
Who's your favorite? When you watch porn, like mine is Jasmine Cashmere. She's so disgusting. I love her. Like, who's your favorite porn star?
Mine is Naomi Fox. And what's his name? Lexington Steele. Like, I like to watch him eat coochie. That's like his tongue just wraps around the whole, like, everything all down there. I just like to watch him eat coochie.
I said, this girl, I'm going to have to drive all the way over to her house, take that drink from her hand, sit it down.
I've been sitting here with my mouth just open. Every time I get ready to say something,
I love her.
Something.
I love
her. And I just be like, oh, it'll be. See, but this is, me and Jonna have been around each other a couple of times, and the only time I've ever seen Jonna drunk, she was more aggressive. She wasn't on no freaky shit. She wasn't sexual. She wasn't wilding out. She was just like, leave me the fuck alone. I can get to my room. I know what the fuck I'm at. I know what the fuck I got to work. I know what I'm doing. She just became a thug. So
that's that
her drunk and super freaky. I'm like, okay, I see. All right. All right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she mellow. She all mellow and shit.
You better listen to some
mellow
jazz and shit like that.
Yeah, she laid back. Boo laid back. Okay. But yeah, the last time she was, like, really aggressive. The most sexual I seen her do was she climbed her ass on the bar at Coyote Ugly. And he got real.
Really?
Ugly.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about, Kismet? What are we talking about, Kismet?
Not ugly in a bad way. Oh, no, we was not talking about Kismet. I ain't heard you say Kismet yet. But it got ugly in a bad way. Baby had on some boots that went into her thighs out right before that. Let me stop. I got pictures on my Facebook page for y'all listening. If you want to check out the girl on the bar at Coyote Ugly.
What about that dog food,
like
too, though?
It. So,
is there any sex in dog
okay,
food,
yeah,
too? It's
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it what? Is it what?
I ain't said nothing. I said, uh-huh. I'm trying to get you to go on with this conversation.
Well, dog food, too, drops Cinco de Mayo, and it picks up 3 years after the first book left off. And I really don't want to give hardly any details, but a lot of the questions that I got, I'm a review person. I don't care if you give me a 1-star review or you give me a 5-star review, as long as you put details in it. If you feel like I didn't answer something or I left you hanging somewhere, because I love being the queen of the cliffhanger. With Kismet, my fans start calling me the queen of the cliffhanger, and I love it. So if I'm stopping it and there's no dog food 3, I answer all the questions. So part 1 is like to get you interested, to leave you with questions. Part 2 answers those questions, and it put more spins, but you will get the answer before the book ends. So with dog food 2, I went back through my reviews before I even wrote anything. And I read what people was asking or stuff people had questions on, and I wrote from there. So when I ask a review, don't think I'm just trying to be a 5-star queen. I am already a 5-star chick. You got me fucked up if you think I think I'm less. So I'm not looking for the 5 stars. I want to hear the truth. Keep it raw because it builds me. I grow from it. And that's exactly what I did with Dog Food 2, and I think the people are going to love it. What I tripped off of today is Quan had posted Dog Food 1 cover and 2 together. And when I saw Dog Food 2 cover, I was like, I mean, we went over the cover maybe 5 or 6 times. Every time he sent me the cover, I was like, nope, don't like that. I'm not feeling that. What does that have to do with the story? I don't like it. So we finally agreed upon the cover I have now. And looking at it today, I was just like, it's so perfect. It's like the angel on the right shoulder, the devil on the left shoulder type of effect. The white, the first cover is kind of white. He's kind of pure. He kind of looks young. And then the second cover is just gruesome. And that's exactly what Dog Food 2 is. It's just gruesome. It's just. It went
and when is Dog Food 2 coming out?
Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Drink your margarita and read the book. It's available for pre-order now.
Well, tell them how to reach you for those people who kind of like, you know, that's listening. They don't really know exactly how to reach you so they can see the cover they sell. Let them know how they can reach you on all social media sites.
Everything except for Twitter is either Rainisha Pittman or author Rainisha Pittman. If you put them in the search engine with Rainisha Pittman, you'll pull it up. On Twitter, I'm Conglomerate Inc. That's the name of my publishing company. So if you're looking for me on Twitter, you have to put in Conglomerate Inc. But everywhere else, I am Rainisha Pittman. And I'm trying to learn this Google Plus stuff. I'm on that too, I guess, but I'm slow. I'm really slow on the internet.
I feel real slow when it comes to Google Plus and it's another one. Tumblr. And I'm like, I'm kind of slow. I thought I was pretty savvy with this stuff, but I haven't caught on to them yet. So I'd be like, Facebook, Instagram, me, Twitter. I got them three down and running with it.
Right. And I'm still kind of behind on the Twitter. I just say shit and there you go. I sent it. So, but definitely by my first and last name. I'm very proud of being a Pittman. I told my husband, I tell him every time we exchange words, baby, I'm a Tina Turner your ass. If we separate, I am keeping Pittman. I don't care if you got your daddy blood on it. That's my last name. Single and all, I will be in the club. Oh, Pittman, Pittman, Pittman. Yes, sir.
That's what I told my husband. I love being Pittman.
Right. No matter what the situation is. Not just because I publish books, but that you built on that name. Like, I became a totally different person as a Pittman, and I like the person that I am, and whether he's involved or not, I'm still going to be a Pittman, period. It's my kid's last name, and it's me, so.
Well, right. I say take it. Give me the name and give me half, too. See, Tina better than me because I would need half of Ike money. Give me that name. You whoop my ass all them years. I'm walking away with something more than just this name. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I'm going to be in the courts talking about him. He ain't got to pay child support. I don't need this. I don't need that. Give him on my last name. Now, fuck that. I'm going to need it all, baby. In the last name.
I want it all.
The last name is the easiest shit you got to give up. Yeah, I'm going to need the chips, the dip, that salsa, the ranch on the side. I need it all.
Okay, well, why are we talking about this type of deal? Angry sex. Like, do you agree with angry sex? Like me, if I'm mad at you, nigga, I don't want you touching me. I don't get, like, I'm not, if I'm mad at you, I'm not able to stab you in the eye with something. So, like, when people say, oh, I love angry sex, what, like, I'm not angry no more if I'm fucking, so what does that mean? Like,
no, I like angry.
Somebody explain this to me. Because I don't want you touching me.
Yeah, I kind of like angry sex. Because, I mean, I can't say we go from screaming at each other to fucking. No, that ain't going to happen because I'm still a part of
like in the movie.
In past life, I had to have been a nigga. Like, you ain't just gonna, if you come too close to me, I feel like you running up on me, I'm ready to fight you, I'm balling up my fist, we finna go toe-to-toe. So if I'm that pissed off, no. But if we've calmed down a little bit and we just said a couple of I'm sorries and we start fucking and he brings
the
shit back
up,
like,
no more.
Talking all that shit. But
you'll still be angry. You still be angry.
Yeah, you still
be
angry.
Don't
keep trying to let it go. It's like, fuck it, I'm not going to keep arguing with you. It's just time to let it go. I'm a person, I can't argue. I've always been a fighter. That's how writing came along for me. It's always been easier for me. So if we arguing, ain't no way in hell I'm not going to argue with you, period. So we come to a point where I'm like, fuck it, let it go. You right, I'm right. You wrong, I'm wrong. Fuck it. We're going to leave it at that. And some type of way we get into it, and he hitting it, and he get to hear you talking all that motherfucker shit, and he put his arm around my neck. I mean, you know.
Ooh, girl, come on. Yes, baby. Now, that's something different.
Yeah, I'm with that.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm with that. Bring that shit back up if it's going to make you beat it down. Go ahead. Put a beat on me, baby, look at that, and I bought your fist.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to go to the money dance off of that. Like, ooh.
Have you ever been, like, doing it, and then the dude just, like, what would your reaction be? I don't know. Maybe you, like, I don't know. If a dude was just like, bitch, take this dick, or bitch, you know, like if he ain't never called you a bitch before and all of a sudden he got you pinned down, he choking you, and he like, yeah, bitch, yeah, I told you. And then you just like, is you going to be like, okay, daddy, or are you going to, what you going to say?
I would. I'm not even going to lie. It just happened in the heat of the moment. I would be all for it.
Yeah, I'm going to say in 8 years, I think my husband has called me one bitch, like where it just slipped out. And honestly, I was like, damn, it's about time he said that shit. I
know,
hate to say it, it's horrible, but I felt so motherfucking relieved. Like, I done put the tires on flat. I done packed your shit up, threw it in the front yard. I done all this shit, and you still saying, baby. It's like, when the fuck are you going to just say something? And he finally was like, bitch. And I mean, my heart started beating fast. And I was like, that's my man right there. Ooh, that's my bitch. I love him. I am not right. And women, I am not condoning letting your man call you a bitch, but if you have one of those men who completely respect you, I mean, first I was shocked. I ain't going to lie. Shock was, of course, a factor because I was just like, how much is this nigga going to let me do without saying a motherfucking thing? But when he said it, I was like, thank you, Jesus. Okay, he's human. So the shit was just too unreal. But a part of me was like, damn, I hope he say that shit when we get in the bed. This one time, my husband will not direct me. He will not direct me just be like, come here, bitch. Take this, bitch. He'll say, he'll go around the word bitch. So you were acting like a bitch. The shit you did was like a bitch. He will not just be like, bitch. Yeah, he won't. My husband is country. He grew up where there's no McDonald's. There's no street lights. He's from a little city called Arlington, Georgia. And there's nothing around Arlington, Georgia. Yes, it has red clay. The first time he took me to his grandmama's house, there was goats on the porch. I cried. I locked myself in the truck. I was just shell-shocked. So he's 100% country, and he was raised to respect your woman. If you say that's your woman, you never disrespect your woman, period. I can go crazy. I can just... I mean, go in the house and just flip the bed over with him in it and all that shit, and he will talk shit without calling me out my name because at the end of the day,
oh,
he loves it. So
that's a southern man.
Now, if I was still in Cali and I did some shit like that, it'll probably be gunplay. I'll probably be having to call Bobo and Pookie and them to get this nigga. It'll be real totally different, and that's where I was from. So, you know, getting into it with my husband for the very first time, I was like, oh, this shit finna get live. It's finna get real. Let me go ahead and text my best friend. Let me call the homies. And he never, ever went there because he's a real southern man. He was really raised that way, and that's one of our issues. I am a city girl, and no matter how long I stay down south, I'm never going to be a southerner. I have southern hospitality when it comes to certain shit, but some shit I just can't play stupid. I can't be the fool for. And and that's our issue because sometimes I want him to snap back like a California thug nigga would, but that's not what I married. So, yeah, when we fucking, I mean, there's I'm going to say this, there's different levels to sex when you marry in a committed relationship. You have those days when y'all are smooth lovemaking. It's all peachy cream. Then you have times when y'all just fucking. If we just fucking, yeah, he's going to say some shit, but he will not call me out my name. He'll call me a nasty little freak, a dirty little motherfucker. He'll say some shit like that, but he won't be like this. He'll go around.
I think the shit talking is the best. Shit talking is the best.
I like it. I love talking. I do. Oh, yeah. But when you get to talking about, do you like this? How you like it, how you want it.
Man,
you supposed to be
what
doing?
You're not going to do is talking that man's
no questions.
You're not going to sit on her and talk in a man's voice, tell me what you going to do.
Well, my thing is don't ask me no fucking 50 questions while we doing it. Please don't. If
right,
I'm in
yeah,
my zone,
I'm
concentrating.
No
I don't want to tell you. It's not yours. It's mine. It's on my body. It's me with me. We done.
It's mine.
I'm just saying, I don't want to answer no whole bunch of questions. Oh, you ain't never had it like this, huh? No, nigga, because the last nigga didn't talk this much. Why are you talking still?
I almost hung up the phone on your ass. I almost hung up the phone. And did not collect $200. I was not going to pass go. I was just going to hang the fuck up. Did you say the last nigga didn't ask so many questions?
Yeah. Why are you asking me all these questions? What you want to know?
But different strokes for different folks. I don't know. I'm not going to answer no motherfucking questions. Fuck that. You turned it into
a
fan.
Don't ask no questions. Just going to do what you're supposed to be doing, cuz. Just do
say what you're going to say. If you're going to talk, make your comments. I'm fucking this shit up. Don't wait for me to validate that, yes, you are fucking it up. If you feel like
they need some
co-signing. Nigga, you putting it down.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like, yeah, boo, you doing that. Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah, you putting it.
I mean, if I'm quiet,
no,
that means, if I'm quiet, that means you need to start pumping faster. or you need to pump harder. You need to do something different with your stroke game. If I'm quiet, I'm laying there trying to figure out what I'm going to cook for dinner tomorrow, that means you're not doing something right.
That's the worst.
Oh,
that
is
over
the complete worst. That's over with. If your mind leaves what you're doing, if you thinking about what time the kids got to get up in the morning, or did you cut the oven off, then he's not doing it right. He don't stop.
Are you missing your show for this? Like, I could have been watching Criminal Minds or something.
Yeah.
Oh, Criminal Minds and
Cupcakes.
I'm just saying, like, I don't miss my Criminal Minds for nobody.
No, I said Criminal Minds and Cupcakes. You see how it always ties back in, and then it'll be like, and then I just unzip the bottom of the onesie while I was supposed to be watching Criminal Minds and eating a cupcake, and he was back there doing his business.
Right. I'm simple. You ain't got to see. It ain't too much. I ain't complicated. If you say, babe, I was thinking about you, and you say, come open the door, and you stand there with a box of fucking cupcakes, I'm going to drop down right there and get my eagle on at the door. What? You done stole my whole heart with a six-pack of cupcakes, and you didn't even know it.
Six packs of cupcakes. Now, is it any kind of cupcake, or?
Just vanilla. I don't eat fruity things. Just vanilla
sprinkles. That's a Kit Kat thing in my house. That's the Kit Kat thing. Y'all don't know about the Kit Kat thing. The Kit Kat thing, he can come home. My husband works two jobs. He can come home in between going from one job to the next and put a pack of Kit Kats on the nightstand. I already know what it is. He already know what it is. It's going to go down this motherfucker. They're not just pretty. If he comes in with some Kit Kats, we already know how I prefer to eat my Kit Kats. Off of where I like to eat.
I ain't never heard, because I'll be sure to eat a Kit Kat on the penis. You explain this.
Oh my God. What?
Well, yeah,
right.
Man,
I mean, it's crunchy.
Get this tip out.
If you don't make
it's crunchy. Get a few crunch on it.
Let the motherfucker sit on the nightstand. Girl, if your juice box is wet, that motherfucker's going to turn into juice. That little crunchy part will be liquid in your mouth if your juice box is wet. Trust it.
Oh.
It's
okay.
Yes.
So do you like take one stick and put on the phone?
Yeah, and put the other one to make you a sandwich with that bitch. Not a sandwich, make you a sandwich with that bitch. Because when you eat a Kit Kat, just eat me. You bite it, you just crunch it. It just don't crunch. It just don't go down. But if you sucking on it, oh yeah, that motherfucker just turns like down and turn to melted chocolate. You can't even tell it was ever crunchy. A Kit Kat dick. Yes, ma'am. So that's like unspoken words. You know what I'm saying? I haven't read the book, but I've heard of it. Suck a dick, save a marriage. So if it's been like maybe 2-3 days and I ain't no oral head, or if all week he done knocked me down and I ain't gave up shit, because, you know, niggas always complain they don't get head. If you're in a committed relationship where you sleep with the same person, a lot of fucking times they don't give you an opportunity to return the favor. Sometimes they just go down there, eat you up, and go straight into fucking. Okay, well, that's what we're doing. So if a couple of days will go by, he'll just come in from work, put the Kit Kats down, and let me know what time he got to walk out for the next job. So if I look at the clock and I see, okay, we ain't got that much time, baby, I'm taking them out the package and just putting them on the plate and letting them sit there. While I get the kids together, while we both rush to hurry and get the kids together, because I already know what it is. Daddy wants some head.
Any of y'all tried the grapefruit?
No. You talking about from that one girl, Angel?
Yes, girl, baby. She makes me want to grow a penis just to see what that shit feel like.
The sound effects on that video had me laughing so hard. I didn't know.
But that's how head supposed to sound, though, cuz. Like, that's how it's supposed to sound.
It was just, they amplified those sound effects.
Girl, that's what made it even better. I'm like, this bitch going hard. I want a penis just for this. Like, I want to know what that be like. Like, yeah. For real.
Yeah,
stop it.
Okay. Well, we have a caller. I don't know if this person want to talk or not, but we have a couple of callers. I know these other ones don't want to chat. So we're going to go with, because they already said, they just want to call in and listen. I understand. So 219. 219. Hello?
What's the 219 area code?
I guess she hung up. I don't know.
Two,
well, never mind.
219 gone. Is that Indianapolis?
Was that Indianapolis?
I don't know
what 219 is.
I don't know. Well, call back 219. Call back.
Here we go. Let me see. 314-441. You're on the line. Hello?
Well, hi. Hello.
Hi, man.
Hey.
Thanks for calling in.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how's it going, lady?
It's going good. Thanks for tuning in, ma'am.
Who is this?
Yes, thank you. Okay. I'm not giving my name.
Oh, okay. Can you give us a fake name? Give us a clue. It's somebody from St. Louis. We want a clue.
Okay, my name is Keisha.
That's your alias.
Okay. She just had to say something with Aisha on it. Keisha.
Right.
Okay, so listen, I'm calling
okay.
because I have a serious question. Yes, I have a question.
Okay.
Have you guys ever done anal? And if you have, what got you ready for it? Like, what worked you up for it?
Oh, okay. Well, let me be honest with you as possible. This is Chris. Hey, how you doing tonight? I was paralyzed from the neck down for like 25 minutes after trying. So I really don't have any advice because I don't recommend it for anybody. Black pet pet.
However, this is
I've been told just to breathe. Just breathe and relax. You have to feel really comfortable with the person.
Well, this is John.
I've done it once.
And when I did it, he coached me like he was coaching a virgin. Like, you know, like just breathe, relax, and, you know, then use the spit and all the Vaseline. All that shit didn't work. But eventually it relaxes, and it's like it honestly is. Like, I've never, like, you know, have a crackhead, have a high. At first high, you never get
it
again.
Oh, here she go with this shit.
For real.
You
like,
had
that's
a,
what it was.
You had a high.
Well, I had
didn't
a
have a high.
Because
I
was terrible
fucking
highs.
I had an orgasm that I never in my fucking life had
mm-hmm.
before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I never had it again because I never tried it after that. But that motherfucker right there came from my soul, my toes itching, my eyebrows tweaked, like, everything on my body was like it orbited into a different fucking atmosphere. But I've never had it again.
Mm-hmm. Rainisha. This is Rainisha. And I've done it once. We talked to a whole lot of people. We just asked a whole lot of questions and we just said, fuck it, we're going to try it. So we did. And I swear I will never, ever do it again. I mean, once you get past the pain, it's a feeling that it's unearthly. Like, I had an orgasm that I have epilepsy. I don't know if too many people know this, but I have epilepsy. I woke up a whole new clothing and new bedding, everything, because I had a full-blown seizure off the orgasm.
Oh, my God.
I could not. I was orgasming so long. My husband said he thought I was just, like, super enjoying it. Then I hit the floor, and I started seizing and convulsing at the mouth, and I lost all my bowels, and he had to give me a bath. So,
okay,
oh, my
so
God.
Now you're going to get the fuck out of her.
Yeah, I will never, ever do it again. But the part that I do remember, the orgasm was fucking with everything in my body. Like, my toes got numb, and they started shaking. Everything started shaking. And my heart started beating fast, and I couldn't really hear, but it was like an echo in my ear, and I just knew I was going somewhere I had never been before. And I woke
up
never.
It's something.
It's something out of this world. So, ma'am, what you say your name was? Keisha?
It's really over-freaking yourself.
Is this something you're thinking about trying?
I mean, I thought about it, but then when I work myself up too, it's like, never mind, maybe not. Because everybody keeps saying the same thing. Oh, once you get past that pain part, it's wonderful, but damn it, I can't get past the pain, so I just think I'll just rather not.
And it's like it's a back steel door. Once you get halfway in, it's like a steel door that's right there. That's like, back up, get your ass out.
No more, right.
I have the funniest story about that, though.
You know,
the first time we tried, I said, well, Coco's come back to lean or something. So he hop out the bed, and he come back, and he, like, you know, bend over, watch your back or whatever. So he got to lean on, and I'm thinking, like, what is all this prickly stuff? I feel something ain't right with this Vaseline. This fool couldn't find the Vaseline, so he grabbed the African pride grease. You remember the African pride grease?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, he's going to have hair growing on my booty hole. It's going to be a mess. Oh, my God.
They got them little beady things in it, too.
Yeah, it was horrible. It was the worst ever.
Oh, my God.
I was so nervous. I'm like, it's going to have all hair coming out of it. I can't deal. So. That happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that was my question. I don't think I'm
going to
try it.
Oh, sorry, no. If we didn't give you the advice that you wanted, but.
Yeah,
our next mission is to find, like, someone who absolutely positively loves it. We can see if we can get some advice from them. And in 2 weeks, we'll talk about it again, and you just listen in to us as we interview Quan will address that situation again, so make sure you tune in, okay?
All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Have
a good evening.
Have a good one. You too.
Y'all crazy.
Super crazy.
Girl.
You know, I'm not going to be able to comb my daughter's hair tomorrow, because when I pull out the African pride grease, I'm going to just be like, mm-mm. No, baby.
Oh, let me say something. Oh, man. See if she wants to talk. 314-457. Hello? Maybe she doesn't want to talk.
Where is Auntie? Yeah. I'm used to those weekly shout outs she be doing. She be like, shout out.
Right.
To London.
Maybe she had something to do tonight. I'm surprised because she wanted to talk to Red Nation. But I don't know. Maybe she'll call in before the show is over. You know, since it's on Thursday, it kind of threw everybody off, but we're still going to have our fun. Because I have a story. We were talking about, you mentioned your African grief. We tried the warming gel, the heating gel stuff.
How was that?
Oh, it was horrible. I thought somebody put fire inside of my stuff. Like,
ooh.
Like 2 seconds into him stroking, you know, and I'm like, okay, it's warm. Why is it hot? Wait, I'm I tell you, I horse kicked him off of me. I'm like, my shit is so hot.
So it's like you had Ben Gay in there. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I jumped in the tub. You know, I laid on my back, cocked my legs up against the tub, and let the water just run down on my stuff. That's how hot it was.
I'm like, extra with it.
No, that was not extra. I needed water. I couldn't fit in the sink. That's why my ass didn't get in the sink. I had to get in the tub. And I needed some relief. I turned on all the cold water. Cold water ran all over my body. That's how hot that stuff was. I'm like, these commercials is lying. Like, why they got these commercials on her and this do this to these women?
Well, I guess some people like it hot. I know my new boy, it warms up, and I absolutely positively hate it. I hate it so much. I'm like, why would this warm? Yeah, it's so stupid. It distracts me from the greater goal. I'm like, why is this warming up? I can't deal. But, and you know, it's cool to venture out and do different things, but sometimes you should just stick to the basic. And I need the regular old Silvo. spoil it. That's just the bottom line to that. I don't know.
Now, Rainisha, since you are married, well, I'm saying that you, like, no one else is married, but we're talking about you tonight. Would you ever swing? Like, would you do that? Go to a swingers party?
Do what?
Swing?
No.
Go to a swingers party?
The closest thing that, the closest we thing similar to a swingers party, but not at Triple X, was we went to a couples retreat. And one of the guys who came with a close friend of mine, he was a bartender. I'm sorry, he worked at a liquor store. And he brought us cases of damn near everything. And we got fucked up. And the other couples was arguing. Every other couple we came with was damn near finna fight. And me and my husband, we were just so fucked up. And there was a jacuzzi on the deck, and everybody in the living room just arguing. I was just like, hey, let's just jump in the jacuzzi and let me touch your dick. And he was like, hey, I'm with it. So we, everybody in the house arguing, we got the door open. They could see the jacuzzi. And the men decided they wanted to come outside and smoke. So they came outside. I was like, oh, shit, these motherfuckers. Yeah, but
right.
He's doing it. So that's like the closest. I mean, that's the closest it got, because when we – ended up getting out the jacuzzi, everybody else was fucking. And so, I mean, everybody had went to their own designated rooms or whatever and was fucking in a cabinet, in a log cabin, closest, or everybody in the same house as me, that I knew everybody was fucking. Every room, people were fucking. You could hear all the women screaming and yelling through the house, and I could hear people trying to outshine each other by their moms. You hear one girl go, oh, and you hear me say, oh, and next, I'm like, okay, I can't this is serious.
The most I've
serious
ever come
to room,
is like you said.
Y'all got going on.
The most I've ever come to the public
thing. I wouldn't do that.
Is the movie
yeah,
theater
that's probably the
like,
I'm too jealous to swing. I'll be like, why are you fucking her like that? You don't fuck me like that. You know, I'm too, I'll
right.
be in there fighting people. They'll
be
like, see, get her
nice.
Out of here. She's childish.
Like,
you
know, I'm not in. I said, I'm not into Sharon. You know, you be looking at him fucking her like, must be nice.
Yeah, I'll be
right.
all mad and angry. You know, I'm fighting him and her. I'm swinging on other people. It'll just be too much going on and the people stupid.
Because I train mine up to perfect perfection. And I'm not going to share it, not on purpose anyway. You're not going to use my tricks
yeah.
on the next bitch.
Yeah. you hit the jhana on her? I know you didn't hit the jhana on her.
Right. That tongue
right.
twist, I taught you
oh,
that,
so
fool. You ain't going to use it on nobody else.
Right. Right. You're going to pull our shit on this hoe. Yeah.
There she go naming stuff again. The tongue twister.
Oh, I'm glad you
everything.
Mentioned that. What's the name of your thing, girl? That where we got to play this game with her. I forgot to. You named it the heartbeat. Run out of breath. What you name it?
Now you
don't
know my short term memory not good. She know I have the
right.
worst short term memory due to something
ever.
That Bob Marley loved. However, that's me to handle that. But I think we call it, yeah,
we
don't
let her think
seconds.
On it too long.
I don't know. I really don't know. I've been gave up in real life.
Okay, so I'm going to name something, and I need you to name the freakiest thing that pops in your head. And you cannot think. You got to it'd be the first thing that pops in your head. You can't say, we're going to see how long we can keep this chain going. You ready?
All right. Yeah.
You focus?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
never focused, but go ahead.
Ball.
Nut.
Titties.
Big.
Thumb.
What?
You think it's too long.
I
hear
you.
Thumb.
I didn't hear what you said. Oh. Okay.
You lost twice. You lost the black top, and now you lost to her. You said thumb.
I said thumb.
Okay.
T-H, how you spell thumb? T-H-U-M-B? I said thumb.
And last time, remember, your words sound too much like thumb.
All right, well, I ain't going to say thumb.
Yeah, I didn't understand what she said.
Nipple.
Hard.
Click.
Big.
Click. Oh, penis.
long.
Toe.
I wouldn't have it.
I said toe. Jam.
What?
Jam? That ain't freaky. That was me. I'm sorry.
You said
I couldn't help myself. Yes,
you
I said
toes.
Toes.
Like
toes.
Toad?
T-O-E-S. Stop making me spell. Now you know I can't spell. Toes.
I'm just saying because your accent, I'm just waiting I'm just waiting for you to say her. Your accent
is not
her.
Okay,
you're going to do the St. Louis accent.
But I'm the one with the accent. Okay. What was I going to say? Girl, shoot. We didn't got off it. And she started talking about my accent and things and wanted to hear me say her and say, I don't know.
It sounded like you said toad, T-O-A-D. It sounded like you said toad. So I'm like, shit, nothing come to mind on some frogs. Froggy style, I don't know. Pineapples, I don't know.
Pineapple.
That's why I said jam. I couldn't think nothing about sexy about toads. I hate feet. Get your feet away from me. Keep your socks on. I don't want to look at them. I don't want to smell them. I don't like feet.
Speaking
oh,
of socks,
yeah.
Socks on or socks off during sex?
Socks on.
Yeah, a while
damn.
Ago,
looking
I read
at...
an article that socks on increases your orgasm.
That's
what it
is.
If I hadn't gotten a pedicure like I was supposed to, I'll keep the socks on. But for the most part, I like to have socks off. But now you're going to have me seeing what happened. I'm keeping my socks on tonight, and then I'll let y'all know.
That's what I heard.
Oh, I have to have socks on.
Google
and
see what's up.
I live in socks.
Socks on
I have
to
have
increase
socks on.
The orgasm.
I'm going to put some thick socks on then, see what them motherfuckers do. Your ass over there not sweating so bad. Look at stupid, hot-ass feet. But I always have socks on. And I do, like, you know, you might pull them off, you know, and start, you know, sucking the toes or whatever, but, oh, I'm starting out in my socks. Of course, I'm most definitely going to start out. I put them on before I put deodorant on after the tub. Like, for real, I live in socks. Even in the summertime, I carry a pair of socks in my purse for when I got sandals on.
Wow. I came. Yeah. I like to be free. I stayed in Mississippi for 4 years, so maybe that's the little country girl in me. I like to not have on socks, shoes. I can't sleep with cover over my feet. I have to stick my feet out the cover, and I can't deal. I feel too restricted.
I just knew you said you like to walk around without a bra on. I said, girl, you let them juggle my lugs hang out like that?
You know.
I really don't wear underwear.
But I don't like to wear bras either. I call them contraptions of suffrage. Like, I think that men created bras to hold women back. I'm standing on that.
Bras hold women back?
Yeah. Who wants
I
to be? Let's think about it. When you come in the house, that's
well,
the first thing you do.
This,
you
this
take
a conversation
that mug off.
I can't jump in because ain't nobody got titties on this end of the phone. I don't have to worry about bras, none of that. I have big nipples. I don't have no titties. I have big nipples. I don't have to worry about bras. So I don't know y'all.
This is so lucky.
Really?
I was a little girl, and I can remember my cousin telling me, why everybody with little titties got big nipples? Look how hard her nipples is. And I was just like, oh, my God, I do got little titties. That was like my first time realizing, like, because I got these big-ass nipples, so I've always been like, shit, I got some big-ass nipples. My shit, like the size of a motherfucking quota shit. Then my cousin said, but she got some little titties, but look at her big-ass nipples. And I was like, shit, I do got them. I don't. Like, right now, I'm outside, and I don't have a bra on, and I'm probably the only person in the world who know I don't got no bra on, because you can't tell. So titties ain't an issue with me. Don't have them problems.
I hate bras. I'm like, ugh. I just want to take them off all the time. They're a waste of time, but I don't know.
I don't walk around the house in one, but, you know, I like them, you know, the bras, they put my little C-cups up under my chin, make them look bigger than they really are. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love a good padded push-up wired bra. I really do. They like my best friend. I used to have to wear water bras. That was like my best kept secret ever because it looked so real and made it look so, because I was like a B cup then. But now I hate these things.
Do y'all,
I can't get into thongs. Like, I've never liked them.
I guess because I got too much booty, and it takes a lot of digging for me to get a little string out of there. For real. Like,
I don't have an ass issue on this side of the phone either. I don't have keys, and I ain't got ass. I got lips. I got them motherfuckers, and I don't have a gag reflection, so I'm good. I got like a 6-inch tongue too, so I'm good.
You hold your own.
Yeah, right. I make up for it. Yeah. But see,
that's your definition of what that mouth do. Jesus.
I feel stuck on this six inch tongue.
Shit. Yeah. I think you told me that before.
Yeah, I do. I have my first publisher, actually, we was talking, and I had 4 tongue rings in my tongue with my first publisher. And he's like, "Will you stick your tongue out?" And I stuck it out. And he was like, "What the fuck is that?" And I was like, "Yeah, I know." And to this day... To this day, he will inbox me and be like, "Do you think your tongue is longer than her? It's some porn star with this long-ass tongue." And he constantly sends me pictures like, "I don't think her tongue is longer than yours. You should post your pictures on her blog." No, I'm not going to just be like, "My tongue is longer than yours." That's that woman's business. But, yeah, I have a really, really, really long tongue. Very, very long. So I compensate for what I don't have.
What happened to Crystal? Did you lose Crystal? I think we lost Chris for a second, but that's fine. She'll call right back. Now, okay, let me click her back in. Yes, Crystal.
Yeah, I got disconnected and stuff. I hate Sprint. Like, my service sucks so bad. But anyway, what did I miss?
Nothing. She's talking about that damn long-ass penis tongue of hers.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a new caller. I don't know if this person wants to talk, but we'll see. Area code 202.
Is that Rashida?
Yeah, I am.
Rita.
Yes.
Who is this?
This is Rita.
Hi, Rita. Hey, yay. Short sex.
Hey, yeah, it's crazy as hell.
They've been clowning tonight.
Wait.
You ain't being
Rita
mean.
Was there when I got my new accessory. She was in the mall with us when I caught my new accessory.
Oh, God, yeah.
My dollar Izzy.
Oh my God.
That was.
Renee did that. I was watching that video today. Oh, my God, I was watching that video today. I said, when she was walking, I said, "Here go Renee," and you swung that blonde hair around. I said, "Lord Jesus." She answers the 2 names. I know something wrong.
That'd be Renee. How's
it going?
Going pretty good. What you got to add to the conversation?
She just had my mouth wide open when she was talking about the 4 tongue rings. I was like,
right.
Lord, Renita.
Did you get that all at once or all different
times? I got like 3 of them. I did 1, and then my guy sister, she came to the house with 2, so I was like, I'm going to go get 3. So I got 3, and I had got my clip pierced, so I was like, okay, well, fuck it. I want another hole in my tongue, too. This is during my Cali days, so. I had 4, and that's another thing my husband banned me from. He was loving it, the first 6 months. Yeah, then after that, he was like, it cost too much attention. Everybody wants you to stick your tongue out, keep your tongue in your motherfucking mouth, take the rings out of it. Not having it, not my woman, sorry. Give me items, every last one of them. Take them out. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's wow.
Hilarious.
Yeah, but it's a picture on my Facebook page. I think I got 3 in my tongue on my page.
Have you ever heard
inherited my tongue?
Have you ever heard
a man say that the coochie must be bright pink, like glow in the dark. Have you heard a man say that?
Hell no.
Told her it's in the bullshit bucket list.
Like,
somebody said
that? He said the coochie got to be hot pink. Oh, I'm going to ask. Of course, this is still on my to
ask
list. I got to get a
man.
I
want to hear a man say, right, because that don't sound safe. It sounds like a health hazard. Like, I don't know, the Department of Safety needs to come out and check out chick. Why is her shit glowing in the dark? That cannot be something that a man enjoys. I just can't hear a straight man saying, I want to see it glow in the dark. I can't see that.
A man be like, dude, man. Her pussy glowing in the dark, dude. Like,
oh,
niggas gonna be looking at him like, what the fuck is you talking about, cuz? Like, what is you talking about?
Have...
No.
Wow.
He don't
I
even
mean, I
smoke.
Could see they paint in some paint or something, but it's
that's
just
a
glow
up
like
doll type of shit.
At the skating ring or something. Like, you know those little wands you get when you go skating? It's just, like, bright like that. Like, how, what do you mean, glow? Yeah, that.
Then she infected with some of that thing is gone.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That's an itchy booty.
Sure.
It's like something itching down there. She glows, she itches.
Right, something untreated.
Oh, my
it's
Lord.
Something down there that's not, that hasn't been treated. It's a fungal infection. She got something going on. Or maybe she's seeing the leftovers from the nigga she was with earlier that day.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's what it is. I have no idea.
Wow,
like,
I don't know either.
Man,
it's totally in the bullshit bucket. But we'll be your way the first weekend of May, so you want to let everybody kind of know what's going on with that. We're going to have a blast in D.C. the first weekend of May. If you need her, you're going
to
be
Rita,
so
Rita taking me to D.C. Cupcake out.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I can't believe you put that on my wall. Oh, my gosh.
Doing my fat girl dick. What?
Well, tell
me,
Rita,
girl
dance
going on
so
that weekend.
So
I have made it like
you're on the phone
from hell.
Oh, Lord. Yes. What'd you say,
Rita, while you're on the phone, you tell them about the Memphis. I mean, the Memphis, Lord. The D.C.
Okay, D.C. is on May the 2nd at the Thurgood Marshall Center. Presently, we have about 37 authors coming. We have a few that's on hold because we don't want to overflow it with too many authors, but we have a lot of people coming, Mason, some people from Howard. We have some musical entertainment, some children activities as well, so people can come back, buy books, and have something to do with their children. So it's a community event that's outside, and it's free.
Wait a minute, so you having college boys there?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get the booty shorts out.
That's awesome, Rita. That is awesome.
Yeah, so
awesome.
The Masons will be there. There'll be some Masons there. I know y'all heard about the Masons. And
we have.
So it's just going around the city. It's just pink and black signs everywhere. We're up and down on U Street with our flyers. People have been contacting us for information, so we're really trying to build it up for you all, and we're trying to have something here for everybody, and the city will be really busy that weekend, so you can expect a lot of things going on, which we did put on our website, which is solbookfestival.com, which stands for Sisters on Lit bookfestival.com, and the activities are there as well as all the authors that will be attending as of to date. And
no, well, Rita, you got to hook me up with the best food spots because I love to go places. I like to stay at home and eat, but I also like to go places to eat, too. So let's make sure we go to some real good food places. John, I need cupcakes. I need, like, pork chops, macaroni and cheese. You know, I'm that type of person. Cupcakes. See, she's simple. I need a full-course meal.
Oh, Lord.
I can take the macaroni.
Okay. And Johnny, we gotta make sure none of her, she gotta make sure none of her food touches. I know that too.
Wait, I need some crab. I forgot. Can you bring some? I need like a lot of crab, everything.
A lot of who?
Lord.
Crab?
Any crab. Crab legs, crab meat, crab ass.
Oh.
Crab belly, crab. I'm not sure.
Say crab
belly.
Ass? Crab penis.
Crab ass?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm there for it. I'm there for
girl.
It.
Girl.
Where's Miss Renisha Pittman at?
Is Renisha gone?
No, she's still on here. Ray? Renisha?
Renisha, you gone?
She had to pop out. It's getting late. You know, kids probably.
No, she's still on her. I was going to tell her to introduce herself, but I know she's still on here. Renisha?
No, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh. Okay.
You know, I'm
well,
doing
we're
this so good.
We're about to close out the show.
My mama
left
her giving her the ass.
Well, thank you, Rita, for calling in, ma'am.
Thanks, Rita.
Oh,
see you soon.
You're welcome. Yes, yes. Thank you, ladies. Y'all are funny. I can see. I'm sorry I missed your aunt. I know she called in. She is
she
so funny.
Call in
I know.
Tonight, and she got a really bad phone call coming too.
Oh. Well, tell her I miss hearing her. Tell her I miss hearing her. And y'all, ladies. Y'all doing good. I'm glad to hear y'all show is very successful, and I'll just be listening to the end.
Well, thank you.
I'm waiting on D.
Okay.
Ray Nisha.
He coming.
That's my boo. My book boo.
All right.
I know. All right.
Okay.
All right, Ray.
Bye.
Tell everybody where they can find you, what your books are, where they can buy your books. You got any events coming up soon? Did she leave?
We lost Renisha again.
Hello.
Renisha?
Hello.
Renisha?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah,
can you hear me?
Can you tell, yeah, I can hear you now. Tell everybody where they can find you, where your books are available, if you have any events coming, or you're traveling with your books.
I actually have the event first week of April. I am up for an award for dog food at the Resorts Hotel in Tunica, Mississippi. I'm in the Southern Entertainment Awards, and that's in April. I have a lot of stuff coming up. But if you're looking for
April
my books,
what?
They're
April
in Barnes
what?
And Noble. I
April
gotta
what?
Give you a date. Quan sent me the email. I'll make sure to give you the date. I got to look at the email Quan sent me. But
okay.
I know that's the first week of April. May is just packed with the kids. I have three kids graduating, a best friend graduating. So May is sold up in my family reunion. But my next book event will be first week of April, and I'll make sure to give you that information. And I will post it on my Facebook page at Renisha Pittman. Well, it's author Renisha Pittman now. Twitter, Conglomerate, Instagram, author Renisha Pittman. And thank y'all for having me on this show. I had a blast, ladies.
Thank you for coming.
I did a piece of y'all on Wednesday. So I know, I mean, we turned up, but I know we get worse on Wednesday. So,
right.
Well, yeah, y'all, yeah. So, but I will definitely be participating in Penetration After Dark on Facebook. If y'all not in the group, you need to make sure you add that so I can keep my freaking this up, make sure I ain't missing out on nothing, so none of these super freaks won't steal my husband because I'm behind in time. So, but I really appreciate it, y'all, and I've had a blast, and I've enjoyed myself. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all make sure to check out Dog Food too. Drop May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, baby. Taking y'all back to Memphis.
Yeah. My favorite
right.
Thing. Cinco de Mayo. Well, China, we've come to the end. Another fabulous show, and
yes,
I had a blast as usual. I can't wait till Dog Food 2 comes out, and you guys don't forget, Kiss of Death and Wealthy and Wicked is on Amazon. You can reach me at I Am Chris Renee on Instagram, Crystal Born Net, BARNETT on Facebook, and Jonna, let the people know.
And I am Jonna B. You can catch me on Facebook under Jonna. This is my name on Facebook, Jonna WMJ. that's Watch My Journey, Brown, and Beautiful Nightmare, and Vengeance, and Wicked Deceptions, and Sex in the Rocks. You can all find, you can find all of those on Barnes & Noble, what else, Amazon. Amazon. You can also order from Watch My Journey Publications.com. And I, on IG, I am Jonna B. Twitter, Jonna B1. And I think I said my Facebook already. And don't forget, next show, we will have Mr. Quan Foy. And if you think this show or any of the other shows were off the chain, it's going to get much worse on that show. So please stay tuned. And if you haven't already joined the group Penetrations After Dark, please join that group on Facebook. That's where we keep everyone up to date, and we interact with everyone, you know.
So we're real friendly people. You can sit with us.
All right. Well, here we go.
We seriously would like to thank our guests of tonight, the readers, and the supporters for tuning in to tonight's show. We hope tonight's mental orgasm was as wonderful for you as it was for us.
And remember, a fire-ass penetration is always a good way to end your day.
Bye.